It's Fernando and Greg at 99.7 now.
Fernando. Fernando's Dirty.
Gotta bring this up. Show some love for the Bay Area's own Kamala Harris, former San Francisco District Attorney, current California Senator. She has announced that she is running for president in 2020.
Yeah.
And I believe she is also from Oakland originally.
Yes.
So she covers all the bases that we love in the Bay Area.
Going through, like, the SF Gate had things that you may not have known about Kamala Harris yesterday going through. I didn't realize that she also dated former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown for 2 years.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Shook it.
I thought that was like, what, really?
I thought he only dated blondes, quite frankly. I shared a suite at Old Candlestick Park with him because of our friend Bevan Dufty got us into the mayor's suite once, and he was there, and he certainly had, I'm talking about Willie now.
Yeah.
Certainly had a nice young blonde up there with him.
Well, maybe that's
who was inappropriately dressed for a football game, by the way. I was like, honey, are you one of the cheerleaders? Like, because you're not covering up much more than one of these 49er gold diggers.
Not inappropriate for Willie. Kamala Harris, though, is the fourth woman to either throw her hat in the ring for president or is has an exploratory committee out there trying to figure out if it's the right thing to do. So good on her. Let's see how Kamala can do it.
Y'all got that text message from Erin, her presidential campaign person?
I did not. I got it yesterday.
Hi, Shan. Erin here with Kamala's campaign for president.
Kamala. Who's Kamala?
Oh, whatever.
Kamala.
We're officially kicking off our campaign on Sunday, January 27th at Frank H. Ogawa Plaza in front of Oakland City Hall at 12 p.m. Can you make it?
Sure.
Hey.
Wait, why not yesterday?
No, 27th.
Oh, okay.
Next week.
Oh.
Dude, I have the kids by myself all weekend.
Ooh.
So maybe I need to take them out there and get them, you know, fired up.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Can you see little Sadie with like a, you know... some absurd, like, F. Trump, like, banner or something, like, holding. Like,
well, she won't be the only one.
I have this little... Oh,
that is awesome.
I can only imagine. Here, Sadie, hold this up. We're going to get national press if you do this. No, we're actually going to the... dinosaur thing.
Oh, the dinosaurs!
We're going to that. I'm taking them on Saturday.
Alameda Fairground.
Yes.
Dude, I hella want to go to that. Those look so cool.
You want to come with us? Two kids is a lot with one person. Oh, my gosh. Trying to keep track of them? You can be the. Can you play mommy to my daddy?
Yeah. I got you.
I don't know about that.
What? I used to babysit, like, little kids.
I'll let you after you do this junk cleanse.
Yes.
Think about all the junk food they're going to sell there because it's a kids event.
Oh, and that'll be just off my juice cleanse.
Correct.
Count me in, fam.
Yeah, you put all those calories right back on. Also, overnight, the Oscars, the nominations were announced. And yes, Lady Gaga has been nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actress in A Star Is Born. The movie also got nominated, as well as Bradley Cooper for Best Actor as well. Black Panther, which is also pretty cool. That got nominated for Best Picture as well. I believe it is the first superhero comic book movie ever to be nominated for
an
Oscar.
It's a great movie. It's not just one of these, you know, whatever, Batmans. I mean, that movie was great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It is a fantastic movie. In fact, anytime, like, you know, you see it on, I know it's on Netflix right now, but it's like, I've watched it like three times now. It is a great, fantastic movie. So I'm glad that it was nominated for an Oscar. We'll find out what wins on February 24th. That is going to do it for your Dirty. The tattoo drama continues. How is your tattoo doing? Is it healing right now?
No, it's not healing.
Oh, it's nice. It's nice and healed up.
And now I'm going to get two more. I'm going to get here. I'm going to finish. I'm going to do a half sleeve.
Oh, Lord.
Now that I'm not scared anymore. Finish. I'm getting another jellyfish here, a crab here, shade the rest, half sleeve. Look like a motorcycle gang. Yeah. And nobody will mess with me. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
How's Ginger going to feel about it?
Not happy. But my mom's weird. She shuts down. When she doesn't want to talk about anything, she just won't talk. So when she sees it, she's not going to say anything about it. I know what she'll do. She'll go like this. She'll make that noise. She likes to do it.
Tisk, tisk.
That's every mom.
Yeah, so, no, because some moms really yell at you and won't let you hear the end of it and on and on and on. I think for this, she just told me when I broached the subject, I don't want to hear about it, I want to know about it, I want to know. But if one of her brothers had a tattoo, it would change everything.
Oh, okay.
It's whatever her brothers do, they're perfect. They're perfection. So if one of them could get a tattoo, like,
then it'd be
Uncle
all right.
Donnie, you're 72. Do you think you could get a tattoo?
Yeah.
Well, maybe he has one and he's hiding it.
Maybe. He was in the military. Know. A lot of military guys get tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Got to get that mom tattoo or that anchor.
Okay. That's not real.
Hey, Monica?
Yeah? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. So you tried to hide a tattoo from your mom?
Yeah, she found it, though, when I was in labor with my daughter.
Where is your tattoo, or do I want to know?
It's on my lower back. It's on my back, and she actually didn't say anything right then and there. She kind of ambushed me later when I was, like, you know, after giving birth and healed up a little bit. I was holding the baby, and she turns me around and lifts up my shirt and was like, you know, in Spanish, a ver, now let me see, sorry.
You can't even cuss in Spanish. Sorry, girl.
We can't even allow cuss words in Spanish.
Yeah, but she was but she was angry, huh?
Although the Spanish stations seem to get away with that.
Every single day.
But yeah, my mom would have done exactly the same thing and then probably slapped me.
Yeah.
No, your mom would have thrown a shoe at you, right? Shan. All right, thanks, Monica.
Yeah, thanks, Monica. We appreciate it. On the phone right now, we also got Ashley. Ashley, you tried to hide a tattoo.
I have a tattoo behind my right ear. It's like a couple stars and some swirls. And I was like 18 when I got it. And my grandma came to visit from Ohio, and she's like super, like Greg's mom, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll just say old school.
Yes. She's very old school. So they came for like 5 days, and I hid it the entire time until the last day I pushed my hair back behind my ear and you could see it. And she was like, "What's that?" And I was like, "A tattoo." And she was like, "Why did you do that? When did you do that? Oh my God." So she was not very happy.
You should have told her it was dirt and then covered
it. Right. Like, oh, that's nothing.
It's so funny because I actually got two more on my arm, and I went to Ohio in October, and, you know, I'm not trying to hide them. I'm 30 years old. And she was like, "Oh, you got more." And I was like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Oh, okay."
Right. Like, after a while, like, what can she do? She has to surrender.
Yeah. She's like, "I'm too old to be mad at this anymore."
Thank you, Ashley.
Yeah, it's like they get defeated. They're like, "Oh.
Yeah, really, what can you do?
Okay, I hate you." But whatever.
I mean, they realize finally, oh, it's your body. Okay, you do with what you want.
Yeah! Fernando and Greg.
Fernando and Greg.
Turn it up. It's your favorite show.
From your parents, or anything that maybe you had a big purchase, something you were trying to hide from your parents. Of course, you can never really hide anything forever.
I will just go home during the winter, which is what I do anyway. Texas is too hot during the summer, so she may or may not ever see this if I'm wearing long sleeves.
Ever? Nah.
They're going to say, I'm not going to. Listen, she's just going to have to get over it. I even tried this. Mom, I'm 46 years old and it's my body. It is your body. I just don't want to see it. Okay.
Better cover up then.
All right. When I had long hair when I was in college, we would go anywhere. She would force me to wear a cap so none of my aunts or uncles could see that I was such a delinquent to have long hair. Excuse me. I'm a child, a college kid of the 90s. Of course, I had Kurt Cobain hair. Who didn't have Kurt Cobain hair back then?
Uh-huh. We all tried, that's for sure. Hello, Camille.
Hey.
All right, so you were actually pretty smart about this one. I mean, how could mom complain about this kind of tattoo?
Right, exactly.
So what happened initially?
Well, you know, once you get a tattoo, it starts getting addicting, you know, so it's like started getting tattoos and, you know, getting color tattoos, and she's, you know, doing the, you know, shaking her finger at me, and so she would just complain, "Why are you mutilating your body?" And
mutilating?
I showed her.
What did you do?
I went, I have Mama's Girl tattooed on my arm.
Oh, my God. That's you know what? I feel like my mom's reaction would be different if I got Mama's Girl.
Yeah.
Tattooed on my arm. I should get Ginger's girl. I wonder how my father would feel if I got...
Right. You know, that would be the problem there.
I'm going to get ginger snap.
Right. There you go.
Well, I always remember this story, too. Like, Ginger always wanted a girl, so he was going to... Well, she was going to name you Kimberly.
Maybe I'll get Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Maybe I'll get KG. Kimberly Gray. Yeah. The two faces of Gray. KG. Kimberly.
Your alter ego.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Camille.
Have a good day, guys.
All right.
Hey. I don't know if Kimberly is my alter ego or my ego.
Yeah.
might be my real personality.
Hey, Janelle.
Hi, good morning.
All right. You were doing this pretty well. 3 months you hid this tattoo. How did mom find out about it?
So I got it done when she was out of the country so that during the healing process, I didn't have to deal with her seeing it.
Smart.
And I live in San Jose and they live in San Francisco, so not too far. But over the summer, they visited me by surprise.
Oh,
and
Lord.
San Jose summers are intense and sure. I'm wearing shorts. I have a huge calf piece. My whole calf is covered.
Oh,
and
wow.
I opened the door, I turned around, and I didn't notice it because 3 months later, I love my tattoo.
Yeah, you don't think about it. You don't think it.
Yeah, I don't think about it, and I can hear her just go, my dad's unloading the car, and he thinks something's wrong. He runs in, oh my gosh, what happened? And he looks at my tattoo, and he goes, oh, that's kind of cool. And then my mom scolded the both of us.
That was it. You were both
He's at
now.
Fault. He's at fault for letting you think that.
Yeah. So I'm going to the Philippines next month, and she's I don't think she's joking. She's making me pants the whole time.
Oh, oh my God. Lord, you're going to it's hot there.
You had a long skirt.
Yeah, so I hope she's joking.
Girl, Janelle, this is the thing. I don't know if my mom cares as much as, and this is what your mom cares about, the appearance. What is the family going to think about you?
Exactly. I'm kind of the wild one.
Yeah, my mom is always, what are your uncles and aunts going to think if they know you have a tattoo?
Yep.
I don't care.
Yeah, whatever.
Kids had kids out of wedlock. Girl, I have a tattoo. One of them lives in the woods. Like, get over it. At least I have all my teeth, Mom.
All right.
And it's a cute flower.
Oh, yeah, there you go. You don't have anything offensive down there. All right, thank you, Janelle. We appreciate it. We got to go. We'll move on to another one, though. Hello, Ready?
Ready, yes.
Hi, Ready. Oh,
good morning.
Ready. Okay, so
that's
you...
Okay, that's okay.
You hid your tattoo for a long
Three
time.
Three of them.
Yes. So actually two of them. My first one, I actually got two on the same day. One right on the back of my neck and one on my ankle. And it took my mom a year to find out. And this was when we would go to Vegas. Me and her decided to take a small road trip. And I lifted my hair up. And, I got the sandal.
The chancla. You got the chancla.
I got the sandal.
Oh, no.
I'm glad she was wearing sandals.
How old were you?
I was 22.
We never grow out the chancla, do we?
No, we don't.
Nope. And then my third one, I have a big shoulder piece that goes from the middle of my back up to my shoulder, to my my shoulder bone. And, I never heard the end of that one.
Girl, you didn't learn your lesson after the first chunk last hole?
No. You know what? The one caller...
Well, I didn't get the sandal last time, so...
The one caller is right. Once you get them, you start getting addicted to them.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
I think the lesson
definitely.
Here is only show your parents when they're barefoot.
Yeah, and you know what I told her? She got super mad because I told her, I was like, I'm planning to get your name and my dad's name, in Sanskrit. And she was like, for my dead body. And I was like, that gives me more fire to get it done now.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Reddy. Wow.
I know, I wonder if I got my mom's name or initial. Because my initial is the same as my mom's. I could just tell her, hey, this G is for you.
Yeah. Yeah, whoever.
Wouldn't a G look good on this show? Like, it's a round kind of, it would fit great on the other show.
Yeah. You get a cool font, yeah.
I'd be like, Mom, this is all for you.
Yeah. And she'd be like, this is for you too.
She won't fall for it. Yeah, really. Again, tell her.
The good thing about my mom is she is not violent. My dad, on the other hand, he is. But he doesn't care.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy's
sports.
Well, the Super Bowl matchup is set, and whether you like it or not, the Patriots are back in the Super Bowl. I believe this is their 9th appearance in the last 15 years. If my memory serves me correctly, off the top of my head, I think that first Super Bowl was in 2004, or was it 2002?
Don't look at me.
I'm not, man. I'm looking into the air at God. Huh. Google it. See, yeah. Patriots, not...
Lord, tell us.
Don't say Patriots-Rams first Super Bowl, because that was when the Patriots dynasty began. They beat the St. Louis Rams.
2002.
Thank you very much. See, I did look at you. Mm-hmm. You came through. It's good producing, Chance.
There you go.
Good producing.
Good job, Chance.
2002. That was Tom Brady's first Super Bowl. So 17 years ago, and he beat the St. Louis Rams, which are now back to being the Los Angeles Rams. And let's hope, let's bookend this. Let's make this the last Tom Brady Super Bowl, okay?
Yes. He needs to retire.
It's enough.
And on a good note, Tom Brady, you're not needed anymore.
Hope at the end of that against Kansas City, I thought, oh my God, they got this. And then literally in the last, minute?
No, I knew when the Patriots won the toss to overtime. It was done. Tom Brady is going to go down and score a touchdown. You just know it.
It's happened.
He was going to do it. I text my mom and I said, it's over. When they won the coin toss, I said, you can count this one done. And she said, yep. And it was true. Now, there is a Bay Area connection with both Super Bowl quarterbacks. Of course, Tom Brady, he went to Sarah High School in San Mateo. So if you're on the peninsula, you might be rooting for those Patriots. But if you're in Marin or in the East Bay, you may be going for Jared Goff and the Rams. He played his high school football at Marin Catholic. He grew up in Marin, and then he took his talents to the East Bay and played his college football at Cal Berkeley. So there are definite Bay Area connections with the Super Bowl quarterbacks. So who you got? 888-456-9970. After this weekend, I'm done betting against
Tom Brady.
I'm just done. I don't know. It's just somehow, some way, he gets it done. He gets his team.
Has he ever gone to the Super Bowl and lost?
Yeah, last year.
We need that to happen again.
He's lost several times. Lost twice to the New York Giants in the Super Bowl. The one year that you remember this, Shan, so well.
I just remember the halftime show.
You remember the one year the Patriots were 16-0. They were going to be the only second team in history to go perfect in a season.
Oh, how could I forget?
I know. Remember that.
And then
they lost. They
lost that. And I bet $100 with an illegal bookie on that game.
You want to admit
that? T-O-T-O. My boyfriend wants to do squares with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Let's do
squares.
It's called a football pool.
I don't know.
A football pool, not a football fool.
Well, that's what we're going to be when we lose.
Yeah, exactly. I'm down for that. I love that.
All right. Make the squares tonight.
I still don't know if that's technically legal or not, but I think, everybody does that.
Well, that's only amongst us. It's fine.
Yeah, it's amongst
friends. That's gambling at work.
We'll do it outside.
Yeah, we'll do it at the Starbucks
downstairs.
We'll meet at a coffee shop.
I mean, I don't know. Football, it's borderline. Football pools for money. Are they legal technically in California or not? Somebody tell us.
Didn't they say they're going to do gambling at Buffalo Wild Wings now? We could go there?
Yeah, in the states where it's legal.
Oh,
yeah. Not in every one of them.
I thought Nevada. It was here, too.
Hey, the Golden State Warriors faced the LeBron-less Lakers squad last night, and it wasn't even pretty. In fact, I love Warriors games like this, so I can go to bed early. They shot the Lakers right out of the arena. Mostly thanks to Klay Thompson. He tied an NBA record by draining 10 consecutive three-pointers before missing the 11th one, which would have been an NBA record. It was unbelievable, the shots that he was making. He finished with 44 points. And we'll have more on this tomorrow on the career of Hazel Renee. If you don't know who that is, that's Draymond Green's new fiance. He got engaged. Now, he hasn't announced this, and I don't think she did either, but they were asking Steve Kerr over the weekend about, the Warriors stuff. He's been, it's exciting. We've been doing this and this. And Draymond got engaged. So Steve Kerr opening his big mouth.
And everybody was like, what? Huh? What?
Yeah. Anybody ruin something like this for you?
Oh, ever? Probably.
888-456-9970. If anybody ever ruined.
Like when I got engaged, that'd be like Jazzy coming in here saying, hey, Fernando got engaged. Like, hello. That was my news.
He would, too.
Well, Steve Kerr made it his news because he told everybody. We're going to have more on Hazel Renee tomorrow. She was on Basketball Wives. She also had a boyfriend named John Wall, another basketball player. She has a baby daddy who's also a former Philadelphia 76er basketball player. So she has a history of dating basketball players.
Got a good one.
How
Another
do you
one.
Get them?
For real?
We need a class.
Yeah, that's got to be a secret.
That's all I got. I know we're a secret. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. And you ain't got one. Neither do I.
I got that.
You know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Let's go. Wake up in the morning. Every morning with Fernando and Greg on 99.7 Now.
Well, now that we know who's going to be in the Super Bowl, let the office pools begin.
Or should we let them begin? My mom, I know my mom did these all growing up. My mom is the luckiest person ever. She always wins these pools. They did a weekly one for the Cowboys games. And then, so those were like $25 pots at the end of each quarter. And then the end of the game, you win
$100. That's
not bad. But then for Super Bowl, you charge more for the squares.
Right.
Like you might charge $10, whatever. You might get, or $100, some people charge, whatever. Get it up to maybe $1,000.
All right. And now, Shan, your boyfriend wants to do squares with
us. But I was like, I'm going to ask them first and see if we can actually do it here. Because, they're going to be like, oh, Shan was a ringleader. No.
Actually, at this company, gambling would not.
frowned upon.
So we're going to keep that quiet.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But the bigger question is it even legal in California to do an office pool? We do have a call on the line.
Yeah, Julie is an HR director. Is it legal?
Well, you know, I just don't answer that question. I just take my HR hat off. I fill my initials in the box. I give them my $10. Oh. And I say, go away. I put my HR hat back on.
You're like, I knew nothing about this.
Do my job.
And then if you win, you say, come back. And give me the money.
Exactly. I never win, but yes, I would hope so. Put your initials in the box.
I mean, since I was a kid, my mother has been playing these at her bank. Like, you know, they all worked at the bank. They did them every single weekend for the Cowboys game.
Absolutely. Sometimes we even have the CEO's initials in the box. So it goes all the way to the top.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I'm going to do some more research, but I think if, you know, it's got to be legal in some kind of way.
It has to be somewhere. So like if you say it's illegal, I'm just going to ignore your comment.
Right.
I'm going to fill in the box.
You know what? You're a good HR director.
There you go. I'll call you when you guys need more help down the road.
Oh my God, right, it's so funny. Lisa. We got a text from this woman. She said, listen, we've been doing this at work every year and HR's never said anything. So maybe that's your company.
That might be. Absolutely. I just won't say the name of my company.
All right, good. We'll keep that a secret.
All right, look, I Googled this. I brought this up now.
Okay.
In California, according to Penal Code Section 337A, gambling can be a felony or a misdemeanor, but Penal Code Section 336.9 creates an exception for betting pools between people who are not acting for a profit other than the same stakes available to every participant. Now, the exception applies as long as the pool is not being run online.
All right.
And there's no more than $2,500 at stake.
Okay.
So there you go. If you go over $2,500, could be a problem.
Right. And then whoever's running it can't make money from it.
Whoever's running it cannot make money that's not available to every participant. Mm. So you could be running it and write your name in one of those squares as long as it's fair, but you can't be taking a kickback for running the pool.
Oh, that's
Shan.
Not fun. Yeah, Shan.
In other words, it's not illegal if you don't get caught.
That's not what I said.
All right. Well, happy gambling, everybody.